Time once again for Ozarks at Large to welcome Catherine Churls, our militant grammarian, to the program. Welcome back, Catherine.
Thank you, Kyle. Fayetteville was again recently cited as a great place to live.
Yes.
So I guess we can expect more new residents.
Yeah, of course, yes.
A Little Rock writer, Amanda Galliano, has identified some Arkansas and Southern slang that might help these new folks transition.
Okay.
So here we go, alphabetically, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle, what does air up mean?
Air up. To air up, well, like, to air up a tire?
Yeah. Pressurize or inflate. Air up your tires before you drive the pig trail.
Wait a second, that's slang? I just have always said that. I just thought that's how we talked.
Listen, wow. If you said that to some people from the North that I know, they'll go, up, what do you mean up? I remember a million years ago, I visited my girlfriend in Milwaukee. And we had played tennis, and then we were going to go somewhere. And I told them, I got to go put up my tennis racket. Up? What do you mean, up?
Really?
Where are you going to put it? Up on the shelf? Where are you going, you know?
Huh. Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right. What is an Arkansas toothpick?
It's a Bowie knife.
Yeah, a large knife.
Yeah.
He's credited also, James Black, the innovator of the Bowie knife, mm-hmm. is credited with inventing the Arkansas toothpick. So they're different, but they're from the same guy.
Okay.
Unnervingly, the internet says that the knife can be used for thrusting and slashing.
Okay.
Don't want to meet that guy in the woods.
No.
What does cattywampus mean?
All mixed up, all messed up, all sixes and nines.
What? What does that mean?
Oh, that's a term that British soccer announcers, or football, I guess, announcers use if a team's out of sorts. They're all sixes and nines, cattywampus.
Wow. Why? Do you know?
No, I don't.
I mean, I know that six and nines are the opposite of, you know,
I don't,
turned
yeah.
upside down, but... Okay. This is not your piece, right? Bubba knocked the chair cattywampus when he was running away from Daryl's Arkansas toothpick.
I love cattywampus.
Askew is the one word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle, have you ever been asked about what's broken when you say fixin' to?
No, but I do know I say fixin' to, and I do know that I had a teacher who was not from the South who just, oh, she would... It was like fingernails on a chalkboard if you said fixin' to. I have no problem with fixin' to.
What does it mean?
You're about to. You're getting ready to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It can also, the word fixin' can also be a noun
mm-hmm.
to mean what?
Yeah. You got everything. It's got all the fixins.
All the fixings. Customary accompaniments. We had Thanksgiving dinner with all the
fixings.
Yeah,
yeah.
So have you ever used a frog gig?
No, but I'm quite aware of what it is.
What is it?
It's the pole you use if you're going hunting for frogs and you stab them with it.
And as a verb, it is the act of hunting frogs, often called frog gigging. Despite the impression non-Southerners may have gotten from the Andy Griffith Show... What is the culinary meaning of goobers?
They're peanuts.
Actually, one dictionary I saw gave peanuts as the first definition, but then labeled as slang the meaning of naive, ignorant, or foolish person.
Right.
Kyle, I was in a breakfast buffet in a Virginia hotel, and the ladies in front of me, obviously from the North, were tittering about the grits.
Hmm.
They were so excited to eat grits because they were on an adventure in the South.
Uh-huh.
So they approached one station in the line, and one of the ladies exclaimed, "Ooh, are these the grits?" They were not. They were small bran muffins. But grits belongs in the Southern slang dictionary as a favorite dish. What are they made of, Kyle?
Well, hominy, right?
And what's hominy made of?
corn. Corn. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Corn has been blown up with lye.
Yeah.
And then all this is ground until it has the consistency of coarse sand.
And it's just
had it been
wonderful.
A Friday night buffet, the late, huh?
And they're just wonderful.
You know, that is my one failure as a Southern person.
You don't like them?
I'm not a grit. Had it been a Friday night buffet, the ladies might have been confused by small round balls of cornbread and spices deep fried and often served with fish.
Hush puppies.
Hush puppies got their names because they were originally fed to dogs to quiet the begging at the table. You're shaking like you know this.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd throw them and say, hush puppy.
I did not know that. Kyle, what Southern phrase might you use to convey some gossip to someone?
To convey gossip, to tell gossip.
Yeah. You got one of the words there.
Convey, to tell, tell?
Yeah. And what goes with it?
Tell.
Say, I
hear tell.
There you go. Yeah. I hear tell.
Yeah.
It's a form of hear it told.
Oh.
And it often conveys, yeah, and it often conveys that the information was passed secondhand. So two Southern phrases mean almost. Can you guess what they are? Like you're almost gonna.
Nothing's coming to me right off the top of my head.
Okay. I like to fainted when I saw my ex.
I like to, yeah, yeah.
Like to, yeah. I like to fainted, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other one is near about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I near about ran over that squirrel in the road.
I like that one, too.
Kyle, there are a whole lot more of these in this collection. I'm going to pick up with them next time. Right now, I'm going to skedaddle.
All right. Our militant grammarian is Catherine Schultz, who's obviously never had grits with all the fixins, but that's okay. We'll talk to you again, Catherine. Thanks.